Welcome, everyone. This is Bob Keebler. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, I'd like to talk to you for 5 or 10 minutes here on what's going on in Congress and what we should be doing between now and the end of the year. We're taping this Wednesday morning. Many of you are well aware that the Senate, probably today, will vote on the $5 million gift to state and GST exemption. That vote will also include a provision in the law that allows for carryover basis in 2010. If a person elects to pay estate tax, they can elect to pay the estate, they can elect out of the estate tax, and then they will have carryover basis. For example, if you had a client worth $30 million, you would probably elect out of paying estate tax, and then you would have carryover basis. In the alternative, if you simply do nothing, you're going to pay estate tax, and you're going to have a complete step-up in basis under Section 1014 of the Code. We're going to come out with something on this a little bit later. I may even do a podcast tomorrow on this, but we'll try to keep you very much informed. Now, what I want to talk about today is what's going on. Now, we are not 100% certain whether the House of Representatives could request and demand a $3.5 million exemption. Three things can happen at this juncture, and I'll try to handicap those. Most people that are watching this believe there's an 85 to 90% chance that we'll end up with $5 million. Then there's a very small chance that we'll either end up with a bill that totally disintegrates or that the House has its way and we go to a $3.5 million exemption. That's really all we know right now. Now, this, by the time you listen to this, may have changed, okay? Now, what should we be doing before year-end? Let me just kind of bullet point some of this to give us all just a couple of ideas. One is, for very affluent families, we still can make generation-skipping transfer tax-free gifts outright to grandchildren. The caveat on that is if you do that, remember, with this new $5 million GST exemption, we are going to probably have to elect out of automatic allocation when we do our 2010 gift tax returns. The law is not clear on that point, but put that in the back of your mind that you're probably going to want to have to elect out of automatic allocation. Secondly, before the end of the year, I think especially for clients that have died, where they have a surviving spouse that wants to do year-end gifting, try to figure out whether you're going to pay estate tax or elect out of the estate tax. That is a very dynamic analysis. We're coming out with a Lissy article on that. Some of it's algebra, but a lot of it is whether or how the actual election will affect the disposition of the estate. Now, secondly, if you are going to look at major gifts, you may want to delay some of those gifts until January 1st. You'd pay the 35% rate in January, but the tax would not be due until April 15th, 2012. Now, the advantage of that is simply time value of money. Remember, you have a three-year rule under 2035 of the code, which says if you die within 3 years, the gift tax comes back into your estate, and of course you're trying to beat that. But if I gifted on December 31st versus January 1st, I only change that by a day. We measure from the day of the gift, not the day the gift tax is paid. So pushing those gifts off to January could be advantageous. Now, one other thing which you should talk about here, which is fairly complex, and we don't know the answer yet, but we're scrambling on some of the details on this. But let's say I had a low basis asset and a high basis asset. What I would probably want to do is gift the low basis asset in 2010, incur gift tax, and add that gift tax to the basis. Then I would gift the higher basis assets in January 2011, potentially sheltering those using my newly found unified credit. Keep in mind, and you've read this from things Marty Shankman, Steve Akers, Howard Zaritsky have done, we're going to end up potentially with a unified gift, GST, and estate tax exemption. So you're going to have a very large gift tax exemption you can use in January. Now, so that's very dynamic. So look at the basis. How will basis play out depending whether you gift in 2010 or 2011? Now, the other thing that we're encouraging clients to do is we are going to delay some of our related party sales, parents to children, parents to grandchildren, parents to trusts, until January. And the reason for that is if we get into an argument with the IRS about value, I would like, especially, I'm not talking about a $50 million estate, I'm talking about a $10 million estate or $20 million estate, I would like to have that extra $4 million of GST exemption and extra $4 million of gift tax exemption to work with. I think that's very important in the dynamic. So if you're going to sell now or in January, think about the strategy of deferring some of that so that if the government challenges your value and you lose, you have that extra gift tax unified credit. So those are some of the things that we should think about. Now, the biggest thing is between now and the end of the year, let's not lose track of annual exclusion gifts. And if we're gifting to trusts that are going to be GST exempt, what some of the GST experts are proposing right now is you would actually draft a formula gift that divided that gift between a GST exempt and a GST non-exempt trust. Or if you're selling into these trusts, the same type of thing. The reason for this is under this bill, in 2013, the ability to do a qualified severance disappears. So without being able to do a qualified severance, I need to be setting up my exempt and non-exempt shares basically by dividing them on the front end at the time of the gift rather than trying to sever a trust later. Without this type of careful drafting, we're going to end up with mixed inclusion ratios. So remember, the order of gifts can be important because of basis. Also, if you may have people that do not want to wait to January to gift because they actually want to incur the 35% gift tax, and they may want to leave that last $4 million to shelter what's left when they die. So those are all things that have to go into the equation. On the entire issue of the estate tax for 2010, this is something we're really going to have to work through and carefully analyze. But what we're thinking right now, if we go to a $5 million exemption with a 35% rate, there are going to be many people that died in 2010 that actually elect to pay estate tax because the income tax increase in basis may be more valuable. Now, that can become especially important if you have assets subject to ordinary recapture or subject to the 25% 1250 recapture, because it's just math. It's just the relationship between the present value of the step-up in basis and the immediate estate tax you would incur. First deaths will be different than second deaths, where you potentially can defer property defer the estate tax by pushing it over to your spouse. So there are a lot of things for us to think about. Right now, what we're thinking is anyone with an estate of less than $5 million would almost certainly elect into paying estate tax. And surprisingly enough, it's not till about $30 million where it's entirely clear that you would elect out of the estate tax. Now, what I'm saying is if you had a very large estate and extremely low basis property, and a lot of that property was subject to depreciation recapture, you might actually make a decision that it's better to pay estate tax than to pay income tax. Now, I think the actual break-even point for most people is going to be between that $5 and $10 million range, but keep in mind, don't be surprised when you run the math. In the algebra tells you that the break-even point's that high. A lot of this depends on rates. If we go to a 45% rate at $3.5 million, that will elect out. Now, the very important thing that you have to remember when you eventually make this election, there'll be plenty of time to study this and talk about it, is that the default rule for 2010 is you're paying estate tax. And the way not to pay the estate tax is actually to elect out of paying the estate tax. So when we look at this, you're going to quickly find out where these breakpoints are. So we'll go into this in more detail once we have specific numbers, and the math will be fun for all of us to get our arms around. There's a lot going on here. Remember, between now and the end of the year, GST gifts are still very viable. Look at the basis when you're gifting property to try to optimize basis, depending on whether or not you're going to pay a gift tax. And finally, remember, if you're doing large GST gifts, you may want to draft on a formula between an exempt and a non-exempt trust. We at LISI will do everything we can to keep you in the loop on the development of the estate tax and the 2010 election. Thank you for joining us today.